headline is, be arrested. As we have been reporting, Sudan and Israel have agreed to normalize relations in a U.S. brokered deal which ends decades of hostility. Sudan was technically at war with Israel since that nation was founded in 1948. Sudan becomes the fifth Arab nation to forge diplomatic relations with Israel. And here's how a few different parts of the world are reacting. U.S. President Donald Trump is happy. He tweeted that it was a huge win for the United States and for peace in the world. Germany welcomed the deal as a boost to peace and stability in the Middle East. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said on Twitter that he welcomed the efforts of Sudan, Israel, and the United States toward normalizing relations. Egypt is a U.S. ally whose country became the first Arab nation to make peace with Israel in 1979. And Palestinian leaders strongly condemned the deal, echoing their rejection of Israel's normalization accords with the UAE and Bahrain, signed in Washington last month. And the Islamist movement Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, called it a, quote, political sin. Egyptians voted Saturday in a parliamentary election in which there was little doubt of a sweeping victory for supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Some 63 million voters out of Egypt's more than 100 million people are eligible to elect 568 of the 596 lawmakers in the lower house, which many see as a rubber stamp body for executive policies. The remaining deputies will be appointed by the former army general turned president, Sisi, whose government has silenced any serious political opposition to its rule. The elections will be held in two phases, with the first covering 14 provinces on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. The second, on November 7th through 8th, will cover 13 provinces, including the capital, Cairo.